Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. We will be sharing Peace, the Noah's Ark for today.
And you know, Bill, in the book of Genesis, there were only 8 people spared when God covered the entire earth with water. Noah and his family were kept safe and at peace during the storm.
That's right. So hearing from God and following his peace is like our Noah's Ark for today. With the days we live in, there is nothing more important for a Christian than resisting fear and following peace. Think about when you've made a bad decision based on fear, anxiety, or worry. We've all done it, and sometimes the decision can cost us dearly.
And I like what it says in John 14:27, and I'm going to read this to you in the Amplified. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace I now give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled."
Oh, that's a good verse. I like that version. So Jesus said he already gave us his peace and commanded us to stop living in fear. It's not a suggestion.
So true. You know, Bill, and that reminds me of a situation. This was years ago. I remember when I was on the computer and I was feeding on too much negative news, which pretty much 99% of it's negative. And it was like a spirit of fear jumped on me. And I started having symptoms in my physical body. My heart was racing. I was feeling really anxious, like a panic attack. And I couldn't believe it. And I remember you came in the door and I said, "I don't know if something's wrong with my heart or what's going on." And then we took authority and first it cast out the spirit of fear off of me.
That's right.
Remember that? And yes. Then the symptoms all went away.
That's right.
So it was a spiritual thing. And I opened the door from feeding on fear.
Yeah, a spirit of fear.
Exactly. So we all have to be, kind of filter what we watch and what we hear. And some people can take more of that stuff and read it and not affect them, and others cannot, you know.
Right.
So all of us are a little different, but we know we want to feed on the Word of God. Because hearing from the Lord or being led by the Holy Spirit is so important. You know, every day we must follow His leading when making choices, especially important life-altering decisions. And the late minister Miles Monroe said, "Our life is the sum total of all the decisions we make every day, and those decisions are determined by our priorities."
That's a good quote. You know, if we make feeding on God's word a priority, and we do so in faith, fear will leave and peace will return in our hearts. Fear is one of our greatest enemies, and we face it on a daily basis. You know, the Bible says fear is a spirit in 2 Timothy 1:7. Now, why do we have to be actively on guard against fear? Simply because it steals our joy, our peace, and our ability to hear from God. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength in Nehemiah 8:10. And Colossians 3:15 says, "God's peace guides us just as an umpire or referee settles matters arising from the play in a sports game."
Oh, that's so good. Colossians 3:15. Let me read it. It does say that. It says, "And let the peace, soul harmony, which comes from Christ, rule or act as umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds in that peaceful state, to which as members of Christ's one body, you were also called to live."
That's a good verse. You know, that reminds me of a story I'd like to share. And regarding peace leaving, you know, we were selling our house, if you remember, and we had an offer on it, and we made a counter offer to the offer. And after we signed it, the peace left, even though we had prayed about it beforehand, we were missing God. We really didn't hear from him because the peace left.
Absolutely. I remember that. We knew we made a mistake.
Right. And it was a counter. So we had a date in there for the counter to expire. And he didn't respond. And so he the date expired. So it let us out of the transaction. God
yes.
got us out of it. But then a day after it expired, he called back and said, I'll accept your counter.
And we it was said, too no, late.
It was too late.
Thank God.
Thank God he got us out of it. But I remember the anxiety that came over us because the peace of God left us. We made the wrong decision.
Yes. Oh, and could it be not better if we knew that ahead of time,
right?
But I know, and this is in our daily lives, you know, decisions we all make. And I remember another time, Bill, we were selecting and buying flooring for our home. And we were at this design center, and we had just signed the paperwork to put stone all down on the lower level of the house.
Right.
And then we were packing up the trunk, putting our samples in there and the paperwork. And as soon as we closed our trunk, there goes the piece again. And it hit me. I think we should have picked wood instead
That's
of stone. I mean, I know it sounds like a simple decision or situation, but it was that. The peace of God again. We went right back in the door. We got a hold of the person. We asked her to change our order, and we did. And we were very happy once we got the flooring put in that we
right.
chose the wood.
Right, the peace returned.
Exactly, the peace returned.
But shows God is concerned about all the little details in our life too. If we will just pay attention and really listen to His voice,
exactly,
keep us in perfect peace.
Yeah, it's that peace, and that comes from our heart. That comes on the inside. And it's so easy to reason it away. You know, if we start getting into reasoning in our mind, we can justify our decision and then we override the peace of God, which is always a bad decision.
That's right.
Right? And so when we're about to do something, we must check inside. And really, you know, Proverbs talks about trust in the Lord with all our heart. Proverbs 3, I believe, acknowledge Him in mm-hmm. all your ways and He'll direct your paths. Well, we need to stop and acknowledge Him. What is our heart or our spirit telling us? If peace leaves, stop what you're doing. Retrace your steps. What decision did you just make that caused your peace to leave and undo that action?
That's good. That's really good advice, you know. The only way we can train our spirit to hear from God is to follow what Joshua 1:8 says. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
So this verse tells us we must first meditate in the Word of God.
Right.
How can we operate in God's wisdom if we are ignorant of His Word? And in John 6:63, Jesus said, His words are spirit, and they are life. And
That's
then
right.
second from that verse, it tells us that we must practice or do what the Word of God instructs us to do, obey it. James 1:22 says, but don't just listen to God's Word, you must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves.
Right. And third, we must make time in God's Word the number one priority in our lives. Proverbs 4:20 states, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings.
Yeah, that's a good point. Give attention to my word. So
right.
that's spending time in the word, meditating on it, reading it, speaking it. And Isaiah 26:3, I love this verse, Bill. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you.
I like that verse. Now, how can we recognize God's voice, trust in him, and remain in peace if we don't spend time in His Word?
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.